Hey everybody, this is Brian Knowlton with HowToEarnMoney.tv. It doesn't matter if you've never made a dime online before. Through my step-by-step video tutorials and interviews with industry experts, I'm going to show you how you can make money online. Really excited about this episode. I'm going to share two techniques that I use to make extra money online. You know, it's always nice to, if you're starting this venture out fresh, and you don't want to put a bunch of money into it, or you don't have any money to put into it, you could follow these simple techniques to actually get started with doing affiliate marketing and making money online. So in these two simple techniques, you'll be able to make enough extra money to either purchase some affiliate software like Market Samurai, great product that I'm always talking about, will really set you above the competition and give you tons of research, monetization. You know, I'm always going to be talking about Market Samurai since I just really love it. It's like, to me, using Market Samurai sometimes at night when I'm thinking about a niche or one of my websites, I'll think, oh, I can't wait to get onto Market Samurai to find out like what my competition is up to. It's really kind of crazy, but I love using it. So I'm going to try to do a detailed tutorial sometime in the future on using Market Samurai and taking advantage of, you know, everything that it has to offer. But you can get a free trial. In the meantime, just visit my show notes. But today what I wanted to talk to you about using doing reviews of products to make extra money. It'll also teach you, it'll get your foot in the door about learning how to use hosting, buying a domain name, installing WordPress. I mean, really simple things that I'm going to be showing you in detail, step by step, over the next few shows. I'm still giving you the information about me and some of the things that I do to make an extra buck. We'll get way into the more detailed techniques in future episodes. Either of these techniques you could use for just a part-time, bring in some extra cash, or you can make them full-time gigs. There's a lot of people that are using both of these techniques as a, you know, full-time job, I mean independently of each other. A lot of people do reviews for a living and they just sell affiliate products. A lot of people sell eBay for a living and they even stick to just one product. I mean, it's really insane, and it's not dead by far. Amazon was huge at one point. I was doing fairly well selling products on Amazon. I was even selling information products on Amazon, and it got to a point where, you know, the competition's moved in. I wasn't really following super detailed step-by-step instructions on how to maximize my income. So once it got to a certain level where I wasn't happy with what I was making, I just went into a new direction. And but there's a lot of information out there now. There's a lot of power sellers sharing their information, so you could quickly learn the techniques that they use to maximize their profit on eBay. I'm a real estate appraiser, as I stated in the previous show, and I still go to houses where these people are making a living off of Amazon. I mean, not Amazon, off of eBay. And I walk in their house and they have all their products. You know, they have one room usually dedicated to this, and it's just filled with product. Most of the people that I've seen doing it as a full-time living were either selling new or used computer equipment. I don't know why, it's just what I came across. I don't see how. I mean, that's would probably be one of the worst ideas at this point. I mean, the profit margins are so small, but if you could get them at a good deal like they were, you know, you could easily make a full-time living off of it. But not too long ago, I was listening to a podcast on Coffee Talk with James Martell, and he was interviewing Paul and Wanda, their friends from Australia, and they were talking about how they write reviews for Amazon products. You know, they'll do their research, pick their products, and they'll do like five at a time. They usually state, you know, just do five at a time, you'll be able to get them done, you can focus all your time and energy into those, and they do phenomenal. And but they also, you know, they're experienced. They've done a lot of work perfecting their strategy on making money off of Amazon. And I love the show so much. And I was doing product reviews at the time myself, and I was doing okay. But I quickly went out and bought their ebook. It's called The Amazonian Profit Plan. And it was just filled with tons of information. And I didn't get around to implementing it right away like I should have. You know, I usually try to, when I buy an ebook, I try to implement it immediately, because you don't want to get into the habit of buying ebooks and just not using them, because it's just a waste of money. You just don't want to do it. So anyhow, I bought the book and I read through it, and I made some changes to my existing reviews that I posted up on my website. But what they suggested was sticking to products that are between $300 to $500 to maximize your return. They really focused on using Amazon because they're a very trusted company. Almost everyone buys stuff on Amazon. Your mother, your grandmother, you know, everybody trusts Amazon. They've been around for a long time. They started it, you know, they started that whole industry and really perfected the affiliate part of it as well. Unfortunately, in California, the governor wanted to tax Amazon affiliates, you know, collect sales tax in California for affiliates in California. And Amazon, like they did with every other state, said, no, we're not going to do it. We're just going to close our doors. And this was a few months ago, and I thought that it would be resolved prior to being shut down, but sure enough, nothing was resolved, and Amazon closed the doors, and you know, they put so many people out of business. And you know, you could look at it from both sides, but I really feel that the state messed up in this one. I mean, how couldn't you put over 25,000 people out of business overnight? You know, that we're making a living off of promoting Amazon products is just horrible, especially, you know, in this day and age, everyone needs money. So that's really unfortunate. Hopefully it'll get resolved. But the Amazonian Profit Plan, you don't have to use it just for Amazon. I have used it for other affiliate networks. There's buy.com, there's ShareSale, LinkShare, ClickBank, Commission Junction. There's so many affiliate networks out there. I'm going to give you a list of the ones that I use and why I use them in future shows, but that's a short list. That's pretty much the ones that I use for the most part these days. I used to use Amazon because the great thing about Amazon, in addition to being so trusted, is that people tend to do a lot of shopping on Amazon. So if you review a product and someone comes to your website and clicks on it, they go over to Amazon, they decide, I think I kind of want to get that digital camera with the 50 times zoom, it's amazing. And at the same time, they might buy accessories for the camera, they might buy, you know, whatever, lenses, they might buy extra batteries, memory chips, bags, and who knows, if it's around Christmas, maybe they'll do their Christmas shopping. You'll get a cut of all those sales, not just that one product that you referred them to Amazon through. And that cookie lasts a matter of, I believe it's a day or a week or something. Different affiliate networks will store a cookie on the buyer's computer for a certain amount of time. So even if they don't buy that day, if they come back within 24 hours or whatever the cookie time is, then you'll still get the commission on that. It's really amazing. And that's why people write these reviews. It's not just for that one product that they're making the money off of. It's off of all the accessories. So if you're a techie person, or if you're into gadgets, or if you're an expert in any area, Amazon has something for sale in that area, and these other affiliate networks as well. And so what you do is you just go in there and you write your review. You could even list a number of different products. You could create a shopping list on the website like Amazon that they could just go in, they see your list of recommended products, they could buy them all at once. And you'll get a commission on the entire sale. So it could end up working really well. Amazon doesn't have the best commissions in the world, but I've heard numerous people, in addition to Paula and Wanda on that Copy Talk with James Martell, mentioned that they have tried other affiliate networks as well, but they just don't make as much, even though they might be getting a much larger commission. People just trust Amazon. So, you know, you could try it with Amazon if it's available in your area, the Amazon Associates program, or you could just sign up with another affiliate network and give it a try with their products. It's going to get your foot in the door. You're going to learn how to write. You're going to learn how to, you know, do all aspects of submitting a review and get traffic. If you're going to be posting this on your blog, then you're going to need to buy a domain name, a website, and install WordPress. Or you could go to like WordPress.com and do it off of that site. I suggest, you know, if you're really serious about getting started in making money online, that you use this opportunity to take the right steps. That is, buy a domain name, get the proper hosting, install WordPress blog, and just start building it up. I mean, that's how you're going to learn, is by doing, by executing. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't take action. So take action. Give it a try. You can get the book at AmazonianProfitReview.com. And it's really, if you're thinking about doing reviews, or if you're a techie or a guru or an expert in any area, and you're really new to affiliate marketing, even if you're experienced, I mean, this is some stuff that I do on my side as well. You can make some good money off of it, and you can make it a full-time gig easily. They go through all the steps, so I'll leave all the steps to them. Just go to AmazonianProfitReview.com. One of the products that I did a review on is, my blog is mainly focused towards appraisers on getting more business in their area. So I did a little review on this product right here. Just bought one of these the other day. I try to give them away to my readers from time to time because I really love the product. And it's just a great product. It's lightweight. Just a roller measure. Makes your job as an appraiser a whole lot easier. It's all mechanical, so you don't have to worry about digital products breaking. The digital ones I've used in the past that I bought at Home Depot, you know, I would just hit them, or I'd let my kids play with them for a few hours, and before you know it, they weren't measuring right anymore, and they wouldn't even tell me that they weren't measuring right anymore. So I'd be measuring out houses and going, that 10-foot wall, you know, sure looks like 15 feet to me. What's going on? But it would do the same percentage every single time. It was like always 15% off on every measurement. So it was a little difficult to notice that I had a problem. But it only took me measuring a house or two to usually figure it out. But I'd review this product. I'd tell other appraisers all about it. Paula and Wanda normally wouldn't suggest a product like this because it's only like $25, $30 for this roller measure. So you're not going to make very much money off of it. But I used it to push to appraisers because it's a really great product anyhow. And you know, if I could get something to pay for the hosting for the website just off of the sale of some roller measures, then I'm going to do it. And I think what they'll typically advise is off of the Amazon website, you could get the photos from there. You don't have to buy the product. You could get the photos, the specifications, user descriptions. You could even go through all the comments that people have said about the product, so you can see what people are interested in about the product, problems that they had with it, the benefits of having it. You know, you could list that on your review. The pros and the cons really help. you could also say, you know, if you're looking for this specific feature that this product doesn't offer, you could refer them to something else. You know, as long as you're adding value, which this is all about, you'll make sales. This roll of tape comes with operating instructions, different models, specifications. You could always buy the products if you're interested in having them yourself and then do a complete review on it. You could do video reviews that way, which are really popular. So there's a lot of different options in that area. But what I really do suggest is, if you're serious, just get a domain name, get the hosting. And what they usually suggest is, if you're going to stick with something like power tools, you're way into power tools, you know a lot about them, that you should buy a domain specifically for that, like power tool reviews, you know, something that's available, of course. or you could make the website specific on one specific product. So if you type in a certain model and, you know, the maker and all the specifications, it'll just be that one website per product. And it's only going to cost you the domain name every year. Once you buy hosting, you can usually host unlimited amounts of websites on those. Like if you go to Bluehost, if you go to my show notes, I have a package. I mean, I got my hosting there for some of my websites, and I host unlimited domain names on there. So you could buy a domain name, you could buy 5 different domain names for 5 of each products that you're going to review the first time, or you could stick to, if they all have the same thing in common, like power tools, you could make it a power tools type site. But they also said you could make it just kind of like a generic review site where you have a whole bunch of different products that you're doing reviews for. They tell you how to set up your templates, you know, to maximize your sales. I'm going to tell you about eBay and why I decided to use them. I told you already before in the past, as you know, I sold quite a few products on eBay and even some information products. But now these days I use it primarily to buy toys, things that I necessarily don't think I should be spending my money on. So I sell some of my old stuff to buy some new stuff. And if you go around your house, you know, everyone has stuff. Everyone has a lot of extra junk. So things that you haven't used for years, go through your office, go through your car, go through your shed, go through your garage. And what I suggest is, if you've never sold anything on eBay, you know, just make a little pile, put like 20, 30 items in there, and try to pick stuff that you really think that people would like. You know, if you're looking to make some good bank on eBay, then, you know, you might try looking through something that you think would be collectible, old coins, old stamps, you know, collectible type items. And then look through electronics, old games, baseball cards, old stuff that you've, you know, collected in the past. That's all always good stuff, but people buy everything. They buy vintage clothing, they buy really everything on eBay. So I have so much extra electronic stuff and old kids' toys and things like that. Usually I'll just go and I'll donate it to a thrift store or to some people in the neighborhood that, you know, do frequent garage sales, you know, just to unload my stuff. But from time to time, when I want to get that extra, you know, toy, then I'll go and I'll sell stuff on eBay. So get those items together. And if you never sold anything on eBay, I really suggest giving this a try, because you could make it a full-time gig fairly easily. And there's tons of information products out for this as well. That Amazonian Profit Review, without that information, I doubt you'd be able to take a review site to the level that, you know, Paula and Wanda did, making over $10,000 a month just doing reviews on Amazon. You could easily do that as well. They haven't been internet marketers, affiliate marketers for their whole lifetime. They just started doing it, decided what worked, and kept on getting better, and decided to sell that information. It's less than $100, and it's you know, great information. The thing about ebooks and why I buy them personally is that you could spend all the time in the world doing research on the internet, and if you're thinking about doing affiliate marketing or you've been an affiliate marketer, or you could easily fall into that trap, that hole of just not getting anything done. And if you really want to get things done and make money and have edge above the competition, it's worth spending the 20, 30, 50, 100 bucks to get that edge and to learn by people that have done these things and make a full-time living off of it. It's to me, it's a huge difference from what I used to do. I used to do tons of research and I would procrastinate and there would always be something slowing me down until I started, you know, really trying to focus my energy on it. And I heard maybe a year ago someone mentioned, you know, if I get one little negative information out of an ebook that I didn't know before that I might not ever come across, you know, that is worth it. That's completely worth the cost of the product. And I don't just go out randomly and buy all these ebooks and things like that, but I do a fair amount of research with affiliate marketing, and I stay up to date on what's selling and what's working. And I listen to podcasts with really good internet marketers that do reviews as well. And there's a bunch of forums on the internet that you'll eventually come across, and I'll tell you about them as we get to that point where you could go where affiliates, you know, they will review other affiliates' products, and you could get so much really good information on that. If there's something that is working really well, like the Amazonian Profit Plan, you just have to give it a try. I mean, it's like all these affiliates are buying these products to resell, but most of the honest ones like me will go out, we'll buy a product, and we'll test it first, you know, if we're not already doing it in the first place. And in both of these instances, the reviews and the eBay stuff, I was doing it before, and I just wish I would have, you know, had this information before I decided to stop doing them as a full-time gig. If I would have had information from a power seller when I was doing my eBay stuff, I would be way more successful with those product sales. Who knows? The competition might have still got moved in and taken me out, but either way, you know, that's just how it works. Is the products that you buy, the ebooks, especially, you know, the ebooks that I mention, I don't ever mention anything that hasn't given me quite a bit of value. I'm not going to tell you to go out and try something that I've never tried before. But anyhow, let's get back to the eBay stuff. Mark Ostrowski, in that book, Get Rich Click, he mentioned something during another interview that I heard, and he mentions it in his book about eBay. He's like, anyone could get started on eBay these days. You could go to like a local business and find items that you would believe people in other areas throughout the country or world would be interested in buying, and you could take a picture of that item, throw it up on eBay, and you know, as long as that supplier is always going to have that item, you could start selling those products. You could eventually work out special deals with those people that are selling those products, and get them for less money, so you could make more money. But there's tons of different things. I mean, I've heard of people selling stuff from thrift stores. I sell stuff occasionally that I find at swap meets and garage sales. And it's pretty funny. The other day, I was walking around the neighborhood with my kids, and there's someone selling this big box of old books, and I was like, wow, this is a big book, you know, they're huge. And so I thought, you know, I'm gonna check these out. They're leather bound, they look kind of cool. And this one said, Magazine of Art, 1887. And it was, it's like a whole series of books with art in them from around the world. And I mean, they're really cool. And I thought, you know, it'd be really cool to check out these books and have my kids look at them as well. There's a lot of really neat pictures in there, and it goes and explains, you know, about the different art, the artists, museums throughout the world. And while I was there, though, I didn't know how much he wanted for them at that time. I decided to do a quick little search using my smartphone. And so I went to eBay, and I went to their sold items page, and I just typed in Magazine of Art 1887. I searched their information. I think at that time there was one selling for like $24, $25 or something. And then another one I found on Google that the guy was selling them as well, like not even the whole series, and I had the whole series, which is kind of cool, for like $45 for each book. So I was like, oh, that's great. So I asked the lady, I said, how much do you want for this box of books? And she's like, $2. And I was like, okay, I'll take them. I figured, you know, if I at least could have the time to look through them for a little bit, I'll throw them up occasionally whenever I get the chance on eBay. And most of the books were in good condition. The first time I tried doing the eBay auction, I was just kind of threw it up there as all of them for like $300, and it didn't get any action. But when I put them in individually, I sold them for $25 each, and I still have like three left. So you'll be surprised at the different things that you could find. But I recently came across a great ebook that really focuses on, you know, being an eBay power seller and making money on eBay. And you know, I'll share that information with you. You know, there's a great shortcut that will save you years and years of research and trial and error. Mark Ostrowski wrote a great book called Get Rich Click. You could get it by visiting buygetrichclick.com. It's filled with tons of information, a whole bunch of different ways of making money online. Also tells you different ways of setting up internet websites, marketing. You know, it has everything in here. I really suggest, if you're a beginning internet marketer or even experienced internet marketer like myself, this is a great book. You're going to learn tons of new information. It just came out this year, so it's hot off the presses. Again, visit buygetrichclick.com today. Thanks. Hey, welcome back. Hey, I just wanted to get my notes on a new ebook that I just recently read. And, you know, I wish I would have had this information back when I was selling stuff on eBay, but it wasn't available at the time. No eBay power sellers were sharing their information at that point. But Tom Barnes has been an eBay power seller, been doing eBay for, you know, over 10 years. And he decided, you know, he's going to write a little information product and sell that product on eBay as well, teaching other people how to really make a bunch of money by using eBay. It's definitely not dead, you know, as I said earlier. There's a bunch of tips and techniques that he gives in his new ebook called eBay Fortune. And I really recommend this product if you're thinking of selling stuff on eBay. You don't have to go out and get it right away. I really suggest, you know, pulling together a bunch of stuff that you're looking to sell anyhow, just so you could get that extra money to buy hosting for a year, maybe some hardware, maybe some software like Market Samurai, and to get those 10 first positive feedback points. Then you'll get your star, you know, and you'll be like a trusted seller. You really need to get that feedback before you start trying to sell those high ticket items. And Tom Barnes will tell you about, you know, getting started, if you're new, what you could do to overcome your buyer being worried about you having like no feedback points or 5 or 7 or something like that. There's some tips and techniques that he shows you that will help you overcome the buyer fears or hesitation. but there's a lot of different ways to make money. I recently heard on Pat Flynn's Passive Income podcast, he was talking to some guy, I wish I could remember his name, but there's no way that's going to happen. But it is on Pat Flynn's Passive Income podcast, and he sells just Legos. This guy makes over $100,000 a year just selling Legos. I mean, it's amazing. And when I was doing my research a few months back for, like, I was trying to increase the sales. That was my initial goal, was just to increase the amounts that I was getting for the products that I was putting up on eBay. And I was thinking, okay, someone must have written, you know, something about this. There's tips and techniques for everything you do on the internet. You don't want to waste your time on research. I quickly found that out. And if I could buy someone else's information, purchasing their knowledge, their experience, their, you know, expertise in that area, I'm going to do it. And so I bought Tom Barnes' book. It was less than $50. And it really put an edge in my listings. I figured out, you know, before I was always, should I list this at a penny? Should I list this at $5? Should I list this as a buy it now type auction? Or, you know, or should I have it like the auction type prices? And it really, you know, takes the guess out of the game, and you'll make more money with it. At least I did. I was trying to unload a old Atari 2600 with like 30 games, and that I just bought at a garage sale, and I bought the whole thing for like $10. I mean, you could do this anywhere. You could go to garage sales and sell that stuff. If you're all into the what's it called, the Storage Wars, or yeah, I think it's Storage Wars. Those guys sell stuff on eBay left and right. I mean, if you were into the storage space purchasing, you know, the storage container purchasing, it's a great way to unload stuff that has a good high value. I mean, collectibles go through the roof on eBay. And so anyhow, you could do anything. You could do Legos. There's even an ebook on just selling Legos on eBay. I haven't bought that one yet, but I'll probably get that one next. And there's an ebook when I was coming across, when I was doing my research, on just buying stuff at Big Lots. I don't know if you have a Big Lots in your area, but I have one within walking distance of my house. And they sell closeout items and things like that. And I've often seen a few things that were on closeout where I was like, wow, that is really below market value. Maybe I should buy it and try to sell it, but I didn't. You know, it's like, do I really need another thing to do? I mainly use this just to buy my extra hardware, you know, new computers, iPads, whatever. So I didn't want to focus on, okay, starting an eBay business again. So anyhow, there was even an ebook on buying stuff at thrift stores, just targeting that area. So, I mean, there's so many different aspects that you could take this. One second, sorry. Okay, so Tom Barnes, in his eBay Fortune ebook, he really wrote it for the beginner, intermediate seller on eBay, and even for experts. I would have considered myself intermediate, but the tips and advice that he gives could really bring you to the expert level. I mean, let's see, he wrote about something I didn't even know about. It's called the Want It Now section. And so I guess people that want an item, they'll go and they'll make a post here. And so you could try to find it for them and sell it to them, or if you have it, just turn and sell it to them right then. I never even knew of a Wanted Now section. He talked about how you could use eBay stores for doing upsells and to get return customers, how to negotiate with sellers, I mean your suppliers, to get better deals. There's an art of negotiation, of course, but he gives you simple tips on just how to get better deals. You know, it could just be in phrasing. It's crazy. Photo taking tips. I'm not going to go into the details of what he said because this is a product of his. So I'm just going to give you a quick breakdown of the highlights that I found were really valuable to me. How to look up average selling prices of items. So even before you list it, you know, you don't have to list it blindly. You could, there's a number of different ways to list your product. There's a number of different listing options that you could use as well. And by knowing what on average these products are selling for, or what you're thinking of selling, it's going to save you, you know, money. You'll be able to just make better deals. Tips on what to do and what to avoid when posting auctions. When to use the auction type format versus fixed type format. That was very beneficial to me as well. Auction lengths for different products. I never even thought about that, which when you read it, you're like, oh my God, that makes total sense. I wish I would have known about that. Where to find listing specials, because I have come across this, and I never really thought about it the way that he explained it, but there's listing specials all the time on eBay. They're trying to bring in people to use eBay for the first time, and it might end up hurting you if you have a flood of people coming into the market because there's no listings or a 5-cent listing or 1-penny listings. Just imagine all those people that are flooding the market with stuff during that period because it's cost next to nothing to do your listing. Or it might even be free. And so he tells you, you know, how to take advantage of those specials, when to look out for them, and how to watch for them. So, I mean, it's just crazy. I would have never came across that, and I never even came across that in my research. So, I mean, you can spend a lot of time doing research, which might end up being a big waste of time. I really suggest getting a product from a guru that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. And you'll cut your learning time. I mean, you'll cut it way down. I mean, you could buy this book, eBay Fortune, and start tomorrow. It's an electronic delivery. You'll get the file, you'll read it. It only takes a few hours to read, and you'll be ahead of the game instantly. I mean, it's crazy. He goes into listing upgrades to avoid. How to start a bidding war, a secret eBay page for top selling items and hot items. That was pretty cool, but which was really cool too, is there's a page on eBay where you could actually see what items are being watched the most by eBay buyers. I mean, that gives you a huge competitive edge. And I mean, that was worth it to me for that one little nugget of information to find out what people are watching the most. That's huge. I might have a supplier for something like that. I might have a supplier for those related products. It's just really, I mean, next to the next What's Hot pages, that was a really big nugget of information for me. The best return policies to have, and additional tips to give you the competitive edge. Buyer scams to avoid, which, you know, I never like selling stuff out of the country in the first place. And I have been ripped off from people in other countries as well. But he gives you all the information on scams to avoid. Let's see. And what he's doing right now is when you buy the eBay Fortune, he gives you a copy of his another ebook that he sold in the past. It's called Power Seller Success Street Secrets. So you could get that. He has tons more information than I just gave in this quick rundown. You could find it at powerauctionsellers.com. And yeah, it was less than $50 for that information. I mean, I was very surprised at the amount of information that I got off of that product. And that will really set you aside from the competition. And what I really want to stress here, though, is, you know, now if you've done a fair amount of research already and you're really dedicated and getting started, be an affiliate marketer, making money online, you know, you just have to do it. And if you go and you buy a domain name in hosting and set up a WordPress blog, you know, those are huge steps, and you should be very proud of yourself if you take them. And a great way to do it, if you're deciding, oh, I don't know what direction I'm going to go yet, I don't know what I want to do, you know, just try that Amazonian Profit Plan. I mean, go to AmazonianProfitReview.com. Just give it a try. I mean, that is going to get your foot in the door. You're going to learn so much information by doing, not by reading and falling into the research hole of death. You know, it's you just have to do it. I'm probably going to stress that and overstress it too much on every show, but the fastest way to making money online is by starting today, you know, right now. Well, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. You know, I've been receiving a lot of really good comments and questions off of my website about how to earn money. So what I'd like you to do, if you're interested, is send me an email. You know, any questions, comments, and I will be answering any type of questions and answering the comments in my upcoming shows. So just visit the website here, submit your information, and I'm going to be answering those for you. Another great thing is a lot of people have been going into iTunes and rating my show in there. I'm not sure if you're watching it on iTunes or YouTube or Roku, but in iTunes, you know, you just log in, give me a 5-star rating, or is it 5-star or is it 3? I'm not sure. Find out. Just go there and rate my show and put in a comment there. That really helps me out, get more exposure and able to bring more shows to you. Same thing with Roku. Just go to the title screen for the show, rate me in there, and that just brings in more viewers. So I really appreciate that. Really helps me out a lot. And if you're looking for that WordPress hosting, want to get a WordPress website up instantly, go to mybluehosting.com, send me the information if you'd like, and I'll install your WordPress blog for you. So thanks again for spending your time with me, and until next time, just do it.